Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 26th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Kids from all around the world are gathering together here to listen to these amazing passages of the Bible. And that's what we do every day. We take a little time in God's Word. We let His Word take a little time on us. And oh, how we need that. Today, our reading is in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 22 through 41. And then we're going to finish our reading in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 23. Well, Paul and Barnabas disagreed about whether they should take John Mark along on their journey. What did they do about this problem? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 15. The apostles and elders, together with the whole church in Jerusalem, chose delegates, and they sent them to Antioch of Syria with Paul and Barnabas to report on this decision. The men chosen were two of the church leaders, Judas, also called Barsabbas, and Silas. This is the letter they took with them. This letter is from the apostles and elders, your brothers in Jerusalem. It is written to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. We understand that some men here have troubled you and upset you with their teaching, but we did not send them. So we decided, having come to complete agreement, to send you official representatives, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are sending Judas and Silas to confirm what we have decided concerning your question. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay no greater burden on you than these few requirements. You must abstain from eating food offered to idols, consuming blood or the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. If you do this, you will do well. Farewell. The messengers went at once to Antioch, where they called a general meeting of the believers and delivered the letter. And there was great joy throughout the church that day as they read this encouraging message. Then Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke at length to the believers, encouraging and strengthening their faith. They stayed for a while, and then the believers sent them back to the church in Jerusalem with a blessing of peace. Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch. They and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord there. After some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are doing." Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. Their disagreement was so sharp that they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, and as he left, the believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. Then he traveled throughout Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches there. Wow. Since Paul and Barnabas couldn't agree on whether to take John Mark or not, they decided to separate. You know, sometimes people disagree with each other. Well, all the time it seems like we disagree with each other. You probably have disagreed at times with your parents or your brothers, sisters, friends. But when we disagree with others, we need to be careful that it doesn't cause a broken relationship or hurt feelings. Let's remember that God wants us to love the people around us, even if sometimes we disagree with them, even if sometimes we have to part ways. This is what 2 Timothy 2, verse 23 says. Don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. Well, there you have it. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be right back here with you. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember that His joy is your strength, and you remember this too, that you, my friend, are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You guys take care.